Omar Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Lo, he wants to say like this. Ma ilu oimel chaver. Somebody says to his friend, Sodezu shani meichel lecho. This field that I'm going to sell to you, because Reuven owns the field, and he has it. And he says to Shimon, listen, you want to buy my field. This field that I'm going to sell to you, I'm making a tanai right now, that l'kishechenu mimoch, when I will rebuy it back from you later, taktish, I want it to become hegdish. Is miloy kitcha, isn't it also considered hegdish? In other words, since you speak out to say that you want it to be hegdish later, when I buy it back from you, so if you speak it out to be hegdish later, it helps. So maybe here also, if she speaks it out that she wants another to be chal later when she receives the get, by speaking it out, maybe that's enough. Maybe that's good.
All right, turn over.
So this thing, Marius, right back. What does one have to do with the other? Mask of love of Yirmiyah. Me dummy? What does one have to do with the other? Over here we're talking about Sodezu Shani Meichlecha. Because Reuven has a field that right now Reuven still owns the field. Reuven didn't give it away to Shimon yet. So the field right now is in Reuven's Rishus. Sodezu Shani Meichlecha. I'm going to sell it to you, but I didn't sell it to you yet. Sahashte Biyodehi. Right now it's in my hand. If I wanted to, I can make this field hegdish right now. Right now I own the field. I didn't do any transaction yet. I didn't sell it to you yet. So it belongs to me. So here there's a migu. If I wanted to, I could have made this field hegdish right now. So therefore, if I speak out and say, you should know, I plan to sell it to you, true. But I'm saying you should know later when I buy it back from you, I want it to be hegdish. So here the hegdish could be chal. Here the hegdish is chal, true, after I sell it and when I buy it back from you. You know why? Because right now I own the field. So if I wanted to, I'm an owner on the field, I can make it hegdish right now. So that's not called so much like a Lord Bali Erlam. That's called you have shaychus to the field, because right now it is my field. So here if I speak out to say that this field, after I sell it to you, when I buy it back, should be hegdish, here it's good. Of the Chura Isha, biyodo lahagdish maisi yodeho, but is a wife able to be makdish maisi there right now? Kozuman, your wife is married, Kozuman, she's your wife, there's no way that she could make her Maisi Daim Osir on you. She can't make her paycheck Osir to the husband, because she's Meshumah to the husband. So what do you want to tell me? But since she's speaking out and saying that she wants this Issa Neder to be Chal after she gets the get later, so why don't she speak it out? But right now, Lamaisa, she's Meshumah to her husband. Right now, there's no way for her to make it Hegdish. So then the Hegdish should not be chal, the Issa Neder should not be chal. It's not Sushtot Rebbe Loi's case over there. Because there you own the field right now. It's Bediyada for you right now to make the field Hegdish. The verse says, Holei Damya. This is another case. Now Ishev like this case. El Liyoy Melech Averis. Somebody says to his friend, Sodezu Shemachati Lecho. This field that I already sold to you. If after you sold your field to your friend, now you go to your friend and you say, that tomorrow after I buy it back from you, taktish, I want this field to become hegdish. Is me kitcha? Is it hegdish? In other words, in this case, true, it won't be hegdish. If you already sold the field, so right now when you're talking, you don't own the field anymore. So you can't say now that you should know later when I buy the field back, then I want it to be hegdish. But right now you don't own the field, it's not your field, you can't make it hegdish. So the same thing by Isha also. Right now, when the Isha is still married, she's Meshubah to her husband. So how could she say this neder that she wants her Maisi Adar to be Yasa to her husband if right now she can't make it Hegdish? She can't make the Yisa neder. So far we have no Kash, no Teres to Shmuel. And this thing where it says, no, Maskil Lora Pop. Pop has to Kasha back. Me Domi? No, what does one have to do with the other? Ateikabe Zvino Psika Mosayu. Ateikabe still is different. If you already sold your field, so once you sell your field, you have nothing at all to do with that field anymore. It's not your field. You sold it. So therefore, if you wake up the next day and you tell the friend, you should know, I plan to buy it back from you. And when I buy it back from you, I want it to be hegdish. Nothing doing. Right now, the field is not yours. You're like talking to the wall. You don't own the field right now, so you have no way to make that field hegdish. That's a double shlor b'li erlam. That's true. But Isha is different, though. of a gabi isha mi psike milsa. But by your wife, is it called that the wife has nothing at all to do with the maisi yadayim? The wife, still, she's making the money. It's her paycheck. Really, the money belongs to her. Just as halacha, she's meshubid, she's supposed to work for her husband. But she has shaykhus to the money, though. You can't say it's like a case where you already sold the field. If you sold the field, you have nothing to do with that money. But over here, she has something to do with the money because she's making the money. True, it's meshuba to husband, but she has something to do here. Holai dami, this should be like Ella, to this type of a case. That liyoy melechavera, someone goes to his friend and tells his friend like this. So dezu, shemashchanti lecho. That this field, that I made a mashkin for you, in other words, I lent you money, and you gave me this field. So dezu, shemashchanti lecho. That's good, you lent me money. So I gave you my field for a mashkin, so now you have it as a mashkin. And I tell you, look, when I'm going to be paid, when I pay the money up and get my mashkin back, taktish, I want it to be hegdish. Milo kitsha, isn't it hegdish? In other words, even though I gave my field away to you, told on to it from mashkin, for a pledge, but the pshat is, though the field still belongs to me, just you're holding on to it for a pledge. So therefore, since I could get it back when I want it, when I pay up my money, I get back my field, I have something to do with that field. So therefore, I could be matish the field. So I've been the same thing by Nisha also. Since Lamaisa the Isha is making the money, and really it has to do with her this money, she has this halacha that right now she's meshuba to give it to her husband. So maybe since though she has to do with this money, if she speaks out and says that she wants the neder to be chal after she receives the get, maybe it could be chal. This thing where it says back no again, Maska la Rav Shisha Brei the Ravidi, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? So they're over here, the yodel if they say, here it's very good. Really, it's your field. What happened? You borrowed $1,000 from your friend, and you gave him a pledge, you let him hold on to your field. Now, even though your friend is holding on to this field, that any second, any time you want, all you have to do is just pay back the $1,000, and you get your field back. That's called the yodel if they say. Any time you want, you could do something to get your field back. So there we say, we look as if you have a shlita, you have something to do with that field, that's why you could be maktashit. But Isha, a wife, the yodel is garish, does she have any power to receive a get? She can't do anything to get a get, so the husband has to give her a get. Kozuman, the husband, didn't give her a get, she can't do anything to make the get come. Like she can't force the husband to give her a get. So Kozuman, the husband, didn't give her a get, what she makes is meshuba to the husband. So it should be considered like she has nothing here yet. The money is only meshubah to the husband. She shouldn't be able to be makdashit to make a nether on it. Holei dami, this should be daima to the case. El yom lachaver, somebody tells his friend, saw dezu, this field, shemashchanti l'chol yeseshonim, that I gave it to you for a pledge for 10 years. That I'm telling you now, l'keshev denim emchot takdish, that after 10 years from now when I get it back, it should be hegdish. Milai kish isn't a kodesh. Tatsumar says, even if you want to say Isha takes a long time till she gets to get, but it should be daima to 10 years of the mashkin. Just like if you give away your field for pledge for 10 years, still we say, if you say you want it to be hegdish after you get it back, it's called kodesh. So even though there's a long time involved, still, since you have to do with it, you can be makdashit. So Mar says, still, maskal or avashi, midami, still, one has nothing to do with the other. Hasam kits. There's an end to it. You gave away your field for 10 years. We know clearly at the end of 10 years, you get your field back. So since there's an exact amount of time when for sure you will get your field back, that's still called, you have to do with this field. It's still called your field. That's why you could be mad to shit. But Isha Meyisla Kitsusa, but by your wife, there's no set time. There's no limit to when she receives a get. It could be she'll never get a get. It's not up to her, they get a get. The husband has to give her the get. So the wife calls the man, she didn't receive the get, she's meshubah, whatever she works, she'd go over to her husband, so still it's not calling her reshus at all, if she wants to make a nisa neder, it shouldn't be chal the neder. So we still have a kasha back on Shmuel. So Shmuel says like this, Elo Amar Rav Ashi, I tell you, shani konomis is different. Tichi kedushas hagufdomi, that the issa, when you make a neder upon something, it's a very strong issa, it's like a hegdish, like a kedushas haguf. Like my korban, we give the animal a kedushas aguf. Ukedirava, then it goes like Rava Shita. To Yama Rava, Rava always says that hegdish, when you makdish something a kedushas aguf, or else chametz on Pesach, the chametz is also banor, or else v'shichru. When you meshacher an eved ivri an eved kanani, maskiyim midei shibud. Even though they're meshubut to somebody, but hegdish is so strong it takes away the shibud. That's how strong hegdish is. So here also, kanomis as an issa kedusha like a kedusha saguf, therefore it could take off shibudim. But the mori hachi is so lomeli shemi yigoshenu. What do you have to say? Maybe the wife will receive a get, even if she doesn't receive a get. The ma'aser the neder should be chal right now, because the neder the kenomis is maskiya midei shibud. So Mora says Tani and Echanami v'yoyt shem yigoshenu. There are two truths in there. Thank you. True, kenomis is so strong that when an isha makes an issa neder, kenomis that whatever she makes should be yosa to her husband, even though really she's meshubit. She has to work for her husband, but Rav says there are certain type of kedushas, a kedushas haguf, and that's like kenomis that's so strong that once you make it hegdish, the hegdish takes over, and now it becomes asa to the husband, and that breaks the shibut. The kasha was, since she has to work for her husband, it's not no rishus, the teretz says hegdish is stronger than that, and when you make kenomis, it's so strong that the yisa could be chal, and once it's chal, then it goes away, the husband is asa. What does the Mishnah say? Shall we receive a get? That's another teretz. V'yoyt shem yigoshenu. Like the Ran says, V'yoyt shem yigoshenu kama. Mehashtanami kodesh. Tekayinu mafkiya shibudu debal. Shem tzolayim adyamur. And even if you want to say that bonu v'malam, the shibudu debal, v'yoyt atachtov, about koponim, when she gets a get, then the nether could be chal. Smelly really Shmuel holds, ain't not the makish dovashlo b'liolim. Only by nissen nidorim, a nether is very strong. Kenomis has a loch like Kedusha Saguf, that when you make an Issa Kenomis, that's chal even though it has to break a Shibut. Alright, we'll stop here.